Hey there, this is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. You can catch us at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time each Monday to Friday night for our program if you like to stream us via our app. Now, you can download our app for free via the App Store on both Apple and Android. But of course, you can listen to what happens on our program without the music on this podcast. So if you do want to hear what's happening on our podcast and keep up to date, do make sure you subscribe via iTunes. You can catch us on TuneIn as well. This is what happened on our March 2nd show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
You know, I'm taking my headphones off today.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I want to do it el natural.
Ew.
I might even take my belt off.
Oh.
Do you ever get the feeling that...
No,
you
know, I don't. I don't at all. I want to stay clothed 24/7.
The world would just be a happier place if we could all just walk around naked. We wouldn't have to worry about fashion. We wouldn't have to, you know, put all our money into buying clothes.
What about makeup and skincare?
Do you think if we were the kind of types of people who don't wear clothes, do you think there would be a market for makeup? Like there would be
like
an
body makeup,
for it?
Like concealing
right.
Your marks.
Okay.
Your little body marks that kind of look like a questionable symbol.
Okay. So, on today's show, we're going to be chatting to Chance. We had Chance in a little while ago from Korea FM, and Chance is going to be having a chat to us because he is starting a new project with Asian Pop Radio,
which is really exciting. Such a great chance.
It was really disappointing because Chance was here in our city with us, and then I went away on a holiday, and I said, so, when are we going to get back into stuff, Chance? And he's like, I went back to Korea. So, it's a bit of a shame.
Nida.
But, big on news in Korea and Asia, like actual news, and he's going to be producing every 2 days he's going to be producing a news update for us. So not K-pop news, but a news update to tell us what's happening in Asia, which is very exciting. So he'll be chatting to us later on in the show today.
Excitement.
We're speaking to our Thai pop specialist Paul to see what he has chosen as our Thai pop song of the week. I nearly said day. We don't choose that many Thai pop songs. Yeah. And music from, would you like to tell us?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Like One OK
Share
Rock.
Share some insight. Yeah, great.
From Le Arc en Ciel.
Wow, Le Arc en Ciel.
Le Glockenspiel? I'm kidding.
Wow.
I don't know how to say that word.
Le Arc en Ciel.
Le Arc en Ciel? Like yeah. Concealing? A goodie, not an oldie, Dami Im will be coming up later, as well as some Sakai no Owari.
Yes. Do you know why?
More.
Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know what the theme is today?
Yes.
What is it? How about you think of it as we go and
right,
let me know by
right.
The end of the show if you know what the theme
okay.
is.
Okay.
All right, good. So we're going to get into a song by a musician that we spoke to on...
Songs from 2015.
No.
16.
No. We're going to get into Falling Feathers, who we spoke to last week on the show from Singapore with his song Perfect on the Jeanette Jay John
so
Show.
He's so perfect. I love him so much.
He is.
Did I interview him? No.
Where were you?
And of baptism.
Less than perfect. Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
On
and
Asian Pop Radio.
Yep. Falling Feathers, perfect. good
you know
guy.
Who's perfect?
The news
your
headlines?
Your mother.
My mom? She
yeah.
is. She's not too bad.
She made you, your brother,
yeah.
your other brother
yeah.
as well.
Wow.
What a perfect human being.
Yeah.
You know where she deserves to be? On
listening
the news,
to the news
headlines.
That was One OK Rock with When I Was King on the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. You can check us out all the way throughout the week via going to our website, asianpopradio.com, where you can stream us and listen to our news updates and just generally immerse yourself. Yeah. We are going to do something with Jesse, who is on the line now. Jesse, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Quite possibly the world's worst ever segue. We are going to do something with Jesse, and here she is. How's things, Jesse?
Very good at the moment.
You are a busy beaver at the moment.
I am. Very busy.
You're catering to the GOT7 boys in Sydney. You're catering to the BTS boys when they come down. Is there anything you can't do? No.
Probably. There's probably a large list of things.
I do like that you had to have a think about it, though. It's like, no, I'm pretty much perfect. Pretty much perfect.
No, it was more that, like, which one do I say? Which fault do I point out?
So earlier on in the week, we were speaking to the Melbourne crew that are fundraising for the GOT7 concerts in Melbourne to look after the boys here. What are you guys up to in Sydney? Like, how's that progressing?
So actually, we're doing Sydney and Brisbane.
Aha.
So Brisbane's not just left alone. So basically, at the moment, what we're doing is still promoting the sales with K-pop Oz. So 50% of all sales, GOT7 sales from their website will go directly to our fan project.
Great.
We're also selling a fabric banner that will be like, so if you pay now, you can pick it up on the day of the concert. That's in all three cities. So whether you're in Sydney, Melbourne or Brisbane, you can purchase that and pick it up on the day.
Fantastic.
And then we've also got a message book for all the states. So I think it's you pay, I'm not running that part, but I think you pay $5 for a space in the message book, and all proceeds will go back to the banners and stuff. But you can write a message what you want, you can do a fan art, and it'll get put in a book, and we have promoter confirmation that it will then be given to GOT7 after the concert.
Wow.
Nice.
It's just running so smoothly, Jesse.
It is at the moment.
You're just waiting for someone to stuff it up, aren't you?
Sure am.
Oh, that's incredible. Are you getting good feedback?
I am at the moment. We've got a lot of people that are interested. We were kind of waiting for ticket sales to go up so then people could work out, like, how much money they had left and what they could spend on projects. So
yeah, never as much as you're hoping, right?
Not really, but we are thankful to people that do obviously donate. Even if it's, like, $3 from someone, like, it means a lot because it means a step closer to where we're going.
Exactly. How did you go with your tickets, Jesse? Did you get what you were hoping for?
Sadly, I won't be actually going to the concert.
Oh.
I'll be there doing fan support, but I can't afford to go this time.
So. Oh, no.
I know.
That's a tough one, isn't it? You're doing all this work and then you can't go to the concert. That's not fair.
It's okay. I don't mind. Because GOT7's not the main group I admin for. I just kind of, like, the admins of that page were, like, unsure about how to go about things, so I just kind of stepped up and was like,
okay. Well, that's
I'll help
nice.
You out. I can run these for you. Yeah.
You can always go home and stream GOT7 on YouTube, can't you?
I always can.
Wow. Consolation prize. Now, obviously, also helping out with BTS. So what are you doing for the BTS boys?
So BTS, my main group, obviously. So we're trying to do absolutely everything we possibly can for them. At the moment, we're focusing on fundraising. We have a raffle on our page for you to win a BTS Now 1. So every donation, it's $2 an entry, $5 for 3 entries, and that's all profit just going straight to the project. We're doing standard, like, banners for the projects, light sticks. Once again, K-pop Oz will be making a donation, which is super helpful. With the light sticks this time, though, what we're trying to do is get, I don't know if anyone listening has seen it, but in the Australia tour, they had, like, the little LED, like, line light.
All right, yep.
Like the straight one. We're going to try and get those customized with Wings Tour Australia.
Oh, wow.
Or Sydney, and then sell those on the day so people who can't afford $50 for the new light stick can then at least still have a light to.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's good to have an option there, isn't it? Because it can get a little bit pricey.
Yeah, especially with the, like, second-gen light stick being sold out everywhere. So.
Yeah, fantastic.
Definitely. You're on it.
Doing my best.
Well, it sounds like you've definitely got your work cut out for you, but you are delivering, and the K-pop fans have got you to be thankful for.
I hope so. I'll do my best.
Well, thank you. That's all right. We'll thank you personally.
You're welcome.
All right, Jessie. Well, we're going to leave you at that and going to keep playing some Asian pop hits on the show and hopefully see you next weekend.
No worries. See you then.
All right. Thanks, Jessie.
Bye.
Appreciate the update. You're on Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John. Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio, and now we are crossing to Busan to have a chat to Chance from Korea FM. How are you going, Chance?
Hey, great to talk with you. Hello from Korea.
I know, right? A little bit jelly, but it has we've spoken. I can't remember. You were in the studio about November, weren't you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, was that? I guess that was it. Yeah, that original interview. Yeah, that was probably November.
Time is flying by, Chance. For those that didn't hear that original interview, can you remind us a little bit about where you got started in radio?
Sure. Yeah, I grew up in rural Iowa, didn't have a lot to do, loved to talk. So from a very young age, I thought radio might be for me. Then I went to school in Boston for broadcasting, and I've been working in radio on and off since I was 17. Gosh, so that's more than 10 years. That's like 13, 14 years. I'm an old man now.
It's about the same for me, Chance, so it's quite an even playing field, I think. So where did your interest in Korean culture start?
So I moved to Korea. It'll be 4 years ago this summer, so a handful of months away, to work in English radio. And when I first came here, it was kind of like, oh, this is interesting. You know, I lived in Europe. I'd been in the Peace Corps in Colombia. But then after living here for a while, I really found that not only was it personally very interesting for me, but I felt very comfortable in South Korea. Not everyone that moves here enjoys it. Not everyone that lives here moves here wants to continue moving here.
Yeah.
I really like living here. Not only is it something that I enjoy, but working in radio in South Korea, I found that personally I've been very censored. There are just certain things you can't say, kind of just certain arguments you cannot make. You just kind of have to, stick to the party line, if you will. For that and a few other reasons, I've gone ahead a few years ago now. I guess this summer it'll be 2 years. I created KoreaFM.net, which is basically just a website that I run that allows me to do reporting and talk radio and even promote some Korean bands as well as expat bands that don't get so much attention in mainstream media.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my project now.
That's pretty amazing, Chance. And are you doing that on your own, or have you taken on other people to report for you and to produce segments?
So it's mostly me. We have like 100, and I say we, but it's mostly me. I guess it sounds more professional.
Yeah.
If you go to our podcast, I think there's probably like maybe 185, 180 episodes right now. And there's a handful of those that might have some other people in them reporting, but mostly it's me reporting. And then there are a lot of talk segments that have me speaking to people from the United Nations or the OECD or just professors or people from think tanks. And then there's also recurring talk segments that are like me and this guy named Robert Kohler, who's pretty much the most well-known blogger in South Korea. He was doing it for more than a decade. Or it's me and a guy named Colin Marshall, who is a reporter himself, but he deals a lot more with culture. So he talks about interesting kind of cultural instances that he's run into in South Korea. Or it's me and a guy named Travis, who created the Only in Korea Facebook group, Oink. And so there's kind of like a lot of bitching there.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of just like, maybe some angry issues to do with Korea and also just really interesting things. Or it's me and some other people. I have different recurring guests here and there. So it's a lot of Chance. So if you're into Chance, KoreaFM.net might be for you.
I still think you should be calling your podcast By Chance.
By Chance or Chance Encounters. Yeah, these are different things I've done in radio.
And Sir Chance a Lot.
I just got sick of the corny name. Yeah, well, Sir Chance a Lot. I guess that'll be the new one.
Oh, God. All right. And look, I think you're doing some amazing stuff there. And I am firmly of the belief that our listeners don't just like their K-pop and their entertainment news and their ways, but they want to hear what's happening in the world of Korean news and current affairs. So that's pretty much why I've asked you if you can produce a almost daily news update for Asian Pop Radio. So what kind of things are our listeners going to be able to hear in that? Much the same as the website?
Yeah, so back in the day when I first started Korea FM, when I was really excited about the project and wanted to put all my effort into it, I for a long time I did sort of a daily or semi-daily news update that was 3 to 5 minutes that had just kind of some headlines. I even threw in weather at one point, but the weather's gone now, especially as it's gone international. No one needs to know the weather in Seoul. when I do interviews and reporting for Korea FM, I try to do stuff that I feel like doesn't get a lot of attention in South Korea. But when you're doing a daily news update, it's mostly just the headlines. But I spend a lot of time making sure that the broadcast copy, if you will, is really good. So it's not going to be too hard to listen to if you're a native English speaker, which, you know, in all fairness, listening to sometimes English radio stations in South Korea, you wonder who's writing the scripts.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder what kind of stories they're choosing. It's not the best copywriting that I've ever heard. So this is all done by me. But of course, I quote the sources. I give credit where credit is due. But it's kind of the most interesting stuff. Or at least the biggest news stories that are going out in South Korea. So right now, you know, President Park has been sort of halfway impeached. Kim Jong-un's the brother, so the guy that runs North Korea, his brother was just murdered in Malaysia.
Yes, I know.
So, you know, these are some of the stories that I'm covering right now. But then, you know, 2 or 3 days from now, there might be more interesting things that are going on. You know, Donald Trump is the president of my country. Maybe that'll make it into the Korea FM news update.
Yeah, in a positive light, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, one can hope. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right, Chance, we're looking forward to hearing the updates on Asian Pop Radio. And I hope that you can jump on the Jeanette and Jay John show once a week to chat about how things are going in Korea.
Yeah, there are lots of different ways for us to work together, so definitely open to that possibility as well.
And can
hello from South Korea could be a weekly thing.
Yeah, very jealous, Busan especially. What a great place to be. Can you please remind us of how we can find Korea FM as well?
Yeah, so koreafm.net, and find us on Twitter, Korea FM Radio, Facebook, just facebook.com/KoreaFM, and then, you know, I have an iPhone, but I actually prefer Android. So Korea FM is available no matter what you do. So just in your podcast app on iTunes, type in Korea FM. But if you have a different podcast app, I actually don't use the iTunes podcast app on my iPhone. And then when I'm on Android, of course, that's not available. Just type in Korea FM or Korea FM Talk Radio or Korea FM News. It's going to pop up. And like I said, I think there's like around 170, 180 episodes. We'll be putting out a new episode at least every 2 days now that we're doing the news update again, but we usually put out a new episode of a report or some sort of talk radio segment every 3 to 4 days as
great.
Well, so there's quite a lot of content to be had.
Excellent. Thanks, Chance.
Yeah, great to talk with you.
That was Jay Park with Me Like Ya on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. I like you, Jeanette.
I like Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, hey guys.
Are you going for a run, Paul?
Sorry?
Are you going for a run?
No, I'm at home, no.
Ah, it just sounds like you're running.
It sounds very windy.
Very active.
Is there a storm in Brisbane at the moment?
No storm.
Were you speaking into a fan?
Doing the T-Pain auto-tune. Babe girl, what's your name?
Yeah,
something like that. How has your week been, Paul?
Yeah, it's been good, yeah.
What have you been doing?
I'm only work like 2 days a week, so we've got time to like more relaxed time and yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's good.
Love relaxed time.
Yeah. How do you spend your time relaxing, Paul?
Well, you know, like it's getting hot in here, so I went out shopping and in the air condition.
Air con.
It's better to use the shopping center's air conditioning than your own. It's a lot cheaper.
Free.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
do you mean you go into the city? Do you go into Brisbane to do your shopping or?
Yep. Yeah. Just go into the city. Yep. And then they walk around. And,
yeah.
City boy.
How far out from the city do you live, Paul?
It's about 1 hour by train. So
That's a bit of a trip.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But why are you on the train? Didn't you get your license and a nice car?
I did get my license, but I haven't got my car yet.
Well, guess what, Paul? We've got a surprise for you. No, we don't.
We think about you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What car would you like, Paul?
because Jason what is car feeling
would
generous.
Yeah, what car would you like? Well, I can't afford. I can't afford beans, but.
Well, I don't know, really. Like, can we get any car?
Yeah. So it's basically asking for a Lamborghini.
Right.
And Jason will sponsor that for you.
Okay, yeah.
Paul, who would you like to go for a nice day trip with? If you could choose any K-pop star, who would you spend a day with
or
driving?
Jason or Jeanette.
Or Jason or Jeanette.
I don't know. I
put him on
I
the
haven't
spot.
Thought of that yet, yeah.
maybe CL. Would you go for a drive with CL?
Yeah, sure, CL. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
I would like to go with her. Yeah.
All right. Enough about K-pop. Enough about CL. We're here to talk Thai pop because Paul is our Thai pop specialist.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What's happening in the world of Thai pop this week, Paul?
This week, I got a Thai pop for you. It's called Williams, sing by your boy TJ. He is a rapper in Thailand, a well-known rapper.
Ooh.
Yep. And the song is talk about, you know, how he is a villain. He's a bad guy and he always does bad thing. But he's fallen in love with this girl. And even though he's a villain, he's still like, got deep down in his heart that he's still a good guy and still love her. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Ooh, a bad boy love story. Like,
yeah, that's my bad boy love story. Yeah.
Paul, are you a bad boy or a good boy?
Ooh,
I'm a good boy,
of course.
I'm a good boy.
Shut it up.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, Paul. I've heard some stories. I think you're a naughty boy.
Ew. What stories have you heard of?
All right, Paul, we're going to play it now because that's the idea of the segment.
Yeah, okay.
Paul, thank you so much and enjoy your shopping and your limited working hours.
And we're going to go listen to the bad boy love story.
Bye, okay. Paul.
I see you.
Asian Pop Radio. Jeanette and J. John, Asian Pop Radio. Oh, well, what? Did you think I was throwing shade? I wasn't throwing shade.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, the song's finishing. We're going to have to chat. It's all over. That's pretty much it for another day. Thank you
another
to
day,
everyone
another dollar.
For being here with us.
Yes.
Big things to come. Tomorrow we'll be doing a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to keep listening.
Tomorrow's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's going to be so entertaining.
You really should download our Asian Pop Radio app on iOS and Android. It's free via your app store.
Yes.
You can download it through our website, asianpopradio.com, or you can just stream us there. And you can also hear our latest podcasts on the AsianPopRadio.com website.
Yes.
But yeah, do subscribe via iTunes
Ew,
as well.
You just said doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Oh, gotta bleep that out.
Yeah.
Can't talk about shit.
Wow. You just talked about shit.
Oh, shit.
Now we're both talking about shit.
Oh, keep it G-rated, guys.
Highbrow.
Language.
Thanks for being here again today, Jeanette.
No, thank you, J-John.
Did you have a good day?
I had a great
day. I don't ask you enough.
Did you have a good day?
Very tired.
Why do you have to complicate things?
Need,
can't
like,
you just say good?
It's good. It is good.
You know what you actually need
what?
To feel super refreshed?
A good sleep.
Good sleep yeah. And an eye mask.
An eye mask?
Like the little jelly patches that look like cucumbers underneath your eyeballs.
Oh. Does that actually help you sleep?
Yeah, it helps you feel relaxed.
Good? Does it? Okay. Yeah.
A lavender-scented eye mask, like
I've
the sleeping
sage.
Eye mask.
I've got sage burning at home now.
Why? Do you have bad spirits in your home?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. No.
It's a very old house.
No.
It's a very old house. My mum told me to burn sage.
No, don't.
Because when we first moved into the place, we moved in there after my our friends moved out. And
yeah.
I said, it's an old house. I said, any weird spirits in it? And then she kind of looked at me and went, oh, nothing bad. And I'm like, I want
I'm
nothing.
Sorry.
Nothing.
What does that mean? Can you imagine?
But it is an old house. It's like 115 years old, so stuff happens.
But that must be expensive. You must be making the money.
Why? Because it's
old.
Making
the money.
Old doesn't necessarily mean it's big and
just like cheese
rich.
And wine, it's rich in flavor.
Not if the house is falling down. I'm only renting. Which is why we're creating a Patreon account so you can pay for J. John to get a new house. No, that's not true.
Kickstart. Jason, not living with the bad jujus.
But we will be talking about Patreon very, very soon because it is very helpful to have some support and you might want to support us, so keep listening. Yeah. Top 10's coming up with Travis.
Thank you, Trav.
You could support him by listening.
Yep.
And then you can tune in over the weekend to hear the Kville Radio Show.
Chopsticks and BS.
So many good things. So do keep listening to Asian Pop Radio.
Do-do's.
Shall we go?
Yep.
Do you want to say bye?
See you laters.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Microphone off.
Yeah.